Get Speaker McCormick and Carl Albert. Speaker McCormick first, if you can, right quick.
All right, sir.
Mr. Speaker?
Yeah, Mr. President. How are you?
They told me that they considered your suggestions and they thought this pretty good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
On the grease thing, so I told them to call you. What I called you about, I'm going to have Mayor Johnson go and Truman go, and then we're going to have, John Bradamus go, because he's a good Democratic. Oh. George Bornus, who's a good Greek, and Pappas, you suggested, and Archbishop Ekeros.
John who?
Bradamus.
Bradamus, oh yeah, he's a friend.
And he's a good Democrat, isn't he?
Oh, none better. And he's the only Greek American, I think, a member of Congress. That's wonderful.
Archbishop? Yeah, and Archbishop, what is his name? Ekeros? Ekeros?
Yeah, I-A-B. Wait a minute. I have it here.
But it may be a different one. The one they told me about is Archbishop Ekeros.
Wait a minute, Mr. President. I-A-K-O-B-O-S.
Yeah, Akobus, all right.
Yeah, he's the Archbishop of North and South America.
Well, he's going. We've got him on the list, and Harry Truman, we're going to pick him up Tuesday, and Ms. Johnson will head the delegation and Truman, and they'll be proud of this one. I may even send Mike Manitos, who is a Greek on my staff here.
Oh, that'd be Mike's a grand fella.
And he's a Greek on the White House staff, you see.
Yeah.
So, may do that. Now, I think that we've got to, if we expect to do anything, we've just got to find some way to pass this farm bill. The mean, vicious Republicans don't want us to have anything, so that wheat price will drop, and so the cotton will be in a hell of a shape, and we just can't let them get by with it. Now, I think that's got to be our major project. After you got rid of taxes and got rid of civil rights, done the good job you have. I want to talk to Carl, but then I rather think we ought to tell our southern cotton boys very quietly, but just call them in and say, now we're ready to do or die for you. But we're all inclined just to take care of a wife, and we never look after a mother-in-law.